the whole interview hasn't been full of this sort of thing. You just happened to get here at a particular time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of a name I'd have for something like that.
Would you say he's sick to his stomach, sick at his stomach, or something else?
Sick of the stomach, or... Well, I'm sick of my stomach. I guess you might express it like that. I'm sick of my stomach. You need something pretty quick to relieve it a lot of times. It gets too severe. You need some Alka-Seltzer or something.
If a young man is visiting a girl and he sees her regularly and he brings her flowers and candy and things like this, you say he's doing what?
He's doing what?
Yeah. Well,
he's courting her, isn't he? I've been guilty of that. And you, Jim?
Not very well.
What do we do, scare him out?
He's going out to talk to Audrey.
Jim, I thought he was Bill.
No, that's Jimmy.
Oh, I think
that's Jimmy. I'm
glad to know you, Bill.
Bill is our judge's son. Bill Manningly is our he's our assistant county attorney. This is Jimmy.
If the young man asks the girl to marry him and she says no, you'll say that she has done what to him?
Jilted him. That's right.
Yes, sir. And if she accepts him, then they go to church and they get
married. Or they tie the knot. I've heard it called that too, tying the knot. Sometimes they don't tie it tight enough and it comes loose.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
And at the wedding, the groom will have someone to stand up with him.
Best man. That's right.
And the girl who stands up for the bride?
It's the bridesmaid.
And we mentioned the shivery afterwards.
Yes, that's right. We went over that yesterday. About all the confusion that was caused. The old tin cans and everything. Anything that'd make a noise. Even running a few old shotguns.
If a boy starts for school and doesn't get there and goes fishing instead, what do you say he does?
He's playing hooky. I've never done that in my life. I'm proud to say. A lot of kids have done it though, but I never did in my life play hooky. I've been tempted, but this didn't go.
Well, when a boy first starts to school, what do you call the first place that he starts? The first level?
Well, when I started, I was in the chart class.
The chart class?
Yes, sir. And we studied from a chart. We had no books. Just studied from a chart, learned to read. That's right. We had a chart class.
And from there, from the chart class, what did you go?
Then I took up the first reader. Then I kept advancing, and through my schooling, we went readers, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, like that. And when we got the fifth reader finished, we was getting someplace. We were getting smart then. Mm-hmm. Then we dropped that and took up United States history. Boy, we did it again.
Did you ever hear the chart class called the primary?
Yes, they call it the primary now. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. When these little boys over here, Jim, start school, that's where they'll go. They'll go down here to our primary. That's where they start.
Well, it won't be long for him either.